Nevada and the Southwest are chock full of gorgeous scenery. From the heights of Wheeler Peak to the depths of Death Valley, there are lots of sights to see and experience not far away from here. But enjoying them often requires stamina. Most able-bodied people take that for granted. But what about those of us who want to see the sights but have limited mobility, perhaps in a wheelchair or using a walker or with a service dog? And what about hiking if you're simply not in the best of shape? Well, for all of us who are wannabe travelers, outdoor writers and photographers Deborah Wall and Dennis Bolton have penned Access for All, Touring the Southwest with Limited Mobility. And they join us now. Deborah and Dennis, welcome to KNPR. It's great
to
have you.
Thank you,
Dave. Thank you.
Dennis, you've logged countless miles around this state. When it comes to travel, is it the time you spend in the places, national parks, small towns and such, or is it the memories you share with friends that really stand out for you?
I think they're both equally rewarding in different ways. Deborah and I have spent, as you said, hundreds of nights under the stars, and there's nothing more rewarding than finding a very unique and very stunning location. But it's also just as rewarding to take somebody new out there that's never been there and show it to them and see them enjoy it just as much as you did.
You've taken friends who really do have some trouble getting around traveling.
Yes.
So give us an example of that.
Well, Deborah and I have an older couple. He's 81, and he is a Korean War veteran, Purple Heart, and both him and his wife have mobility issues, and they have joined us on numerous trips, and they thoroughly enjoy getting out there, seeing things to the point that they went out and bought a brand new FJ Cruiser last year. And Deborah and I have even shot their Christmas photo on Badwater Basin, and they sent that out to their friends and family.
So you really helped light their pilot lights.
Yeah, they were pretty adventuresome before, but going out to these locations is mm-hmm. something that I don't think that they kind of had expanded into.
Yeah, well, many people with limited mobility are kind of hesitant to think in terms of state or national parks or other remote places. Talk about why that can be challenging.
The parks are getting better, but they're not all the way there yet. Some of them are better than others. Such as the North Rim of the Grand Canyon. It's actually a really good place to go if you have limited mobility. It has a lot more trails that go along the rim and viewpoints. And unlike the South Rim, really only has one kind of rim trail. Everybody wants to go to Grand Canyon.
Yeah. And well, you said some places are better than others.
And some places
along
are better
the north,
than others.
What's being done along the North Rim that makes it approachable for people with mobility issues?
There's paved nature trails with interpretive signs. They're made for, not only people in wheelchairs. It's just a hard-packed surface if it's not paved. It's great for people that just have strollers, that can't go very far with their kids. But there's quite a few options. One of the best places there is behind the lodge. And there's a wheelchair lift to bring you down. And you can sit out on that porch and just look at the same vistas as everybody else. It is, and they have a lot of ranger programs there as well.
So who or what inspired the two of you to take on this project, ultimately leading to the book Access for All?
I guess, kind of like what Dennis was saying earlier, we have quite a few friends and elderly relatives. I know my mom lives in New England, but she's 94 years old. She's in a wheelchair, and she still goes out. She likes to go out and do things. She likes to go out on boats. So you start thinking about that. And as we age, and as you get older, you see more and more friends with injuries or whatever. And you still want to get out there.
Dennis Bolton, can you share a few of the good sites to visit in northern Nevada that are included in your book?
Yes. One of our favorites, because of the Dark Sky, the STAR program, Ranger-led STAR program, is the Great Basin National Park, the only national park in the state of Nevada. And it's just a very neat location because it's not visited very much. It's one of the lowest visited national parks in the United States. So you can go there and you can have a very enjoyable visit with not a huge crunch of people. But that particular park has Lehman Caves, and the first section of Lehman Caves is actually accessible for people with limited mobility.
Say a little more about that.
They'll take you into the first section, and it's
called Gothic Palace.
Gothic Palace. And so you are led in there, so you get to see the beginning of it. You don't get to see the whole tour, but you're inside this very unique cave formation. And then after the first 20, 30 minutes of the program there, then the person with the mobility issues is led back out of the cave by a ranger.
So when you say unique cave, unique features and such, what's to be seen there?
It has classic stalactites and stalagmites. It's got different things called bacon ribbon, different unique forms of cave formations. And it's just this cave that has a kind of a history behind it. And it's just very interesting to listen to the program and see these features inside there. And it can be very warm outside, and the ambient temperature in a cave is usually around you. Well, you just want to have a jacket on when you go in.
A lot less than 110
yes,
degrees.
It yeah. Yes, it is.
Yeah. What opportunities are there to view Wheeler Peak for those with mobility issues?
There's an old CCC or Forest Service road that was put in up to about 10,000 feet, and there's actually an upper campground up there. And along this road, there are pull-offs. And in fact, the one that we pulled off and took our Wheeler Peak photograph was an accessible pull-off that you can sit and get a great view of this peak. You can continue to the top elevation. There is a flat wooden walkway that takes you on a little tour through the forest. And in our book, we did at high elevations indicate those for visitors that may have breathing difficulties or need to be concerned with temperature changes at those higher elevations.
And Deborah Wall, you've also said that Death Valley is an interesting place to visit.
Yes, you know, surprisingly, Death Valley has quite a few accessible spots. Probably the top one everybody wants to go to is Badwater Basin. You know, that's a negative 282 feet. The Salt Flat has been walked on so often that it's just smooth, and they have a rampway that goes down to the Salt Flat, and if there's no water out there, which there very rarely is, you can take a wheelchair right out there, you know, good quarter mile, half mile. That's an exciting trip. And then just kind of returning towards like the Furnace Creek area, the kind of hub of the park, there's the Artist Palette Drive, which is a beautiful drive. And then there's Salt Creek, which is a boardwalk trail about a couple miles north of there. And that's where you can see the pupfish. And that's pretty special. There's a lot of water in there year-round. So that's kind of a neat place. And also in the northern part, Scotty's Castle, which is a pretty intriguing place. That was built in the 20s by an Easterner named Albert Johnson.
Now, also fairly close at hand is Zion National Park. Is Zion approachable?
You know, a lot of it is just monoliths, and just driving up the scenic drive, that's great. But there's two that really stand out. The end of the Zion Canyon Scenic Drive, which is about 6-7 miles, is a place called the Riverside Walk. And that's 2 miles round trip. I mean, you don't even have to go to the end. But it's paved. It's accessible. There's a few places that you might need some help, you know, because it takes a few dips. But the entire route goes up along the North Fork of the Virgin River. And it's heavily treed, deciduous trees. You see deer in there and wild turkeys. And it's a really special place to go. That's probably one of my favorite trails if I took anybody.
Mm-hmm. Dennis Bolton, you had mentioned that many people who deal with limited mobility have got health issues. You know, the higher elevations can sometimes cause some difficulties. Are there any other kinds of precautions that need to be taken by some with limited mobility?
I think our concerns when we wrote the book was we indicated elevations on every single location. We indicated temperature extremes, for example, in Death Valley, you know, too hot, too cold, too high. We do have 4 road trips in the book and 5 accessible trains in the book. And I think on some of those issues, we tried to stress the distances because in Nevada, in some of the locations we chose, for example, Highway 50, there are long, remote sections. So it's just we have an introduction in the book all about safety concerns and things you should be aware of. And so taking a long-distance road trip, you know, you'd want to make sure that you have access to maybe cell service or be aware of where there's medical facilities if you would require such services.
You mentioned trains.
Yes.
Trains that are usable as well. Are they all through Nevada?
We have 5 trains in there, and we're not super train buffs, but we do enjoy riding on trains. And we know we have friends, both of us do, that are just those super train buffs. And so we started checking into trains, and lo and behold, they are accessible. There's lifts. So anyhow, we rustled up five trains, really cool trains. The closest one would be in Boulder City. And that's just a really easy, short trip, but you're on a train. You have observation cars. We have the train in Grand Canyon that goes from Williams into the South Rim. We picked the Verde Canyon in central Arizona. We have the Virginia and Truckee Railroad up at Virginia City. And then we have the Northern Nevada Railroad by Ely, which is you could finish your Highway 50 road trip, take a train ride, and scoot up to Great Basin and get a great view.
How is this? How do you look at this book as being for everyone? I mean, I'm gathering you're not just thinking of people with limited mobility, but you also see this as a guidebook for all
of
us.
It is for everyone because the way we wanted to write it was just not targeting limited mobility people, but it's the people that are going to maybe take them out, and they want to see stuff too. And so it's basically a general guidebook, but it's set for people with limited mobility. There might just be one person with limited mobility in a group of 10. And these are places that are worth going, you know. These are really good places for anybody to go.
Deborah Wall is a professional outdoor writer and photographer. Dennis Bolton is a retired geologist and teacher who has been a guide for many backpacking and whitewater outings. Their book is Access for All, Touring the Southwest with Limited Mobility. Deborah, Dennis, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you very much, Dave.